KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:08, we have mostly clear skies, 53 degrees in Atlantic after a low of 52. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 79 with winds northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with a check of the latest area news on KJAN. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating a shooting incident that took place early this morning. Sergeant Jackie Loughery reports the incident happened at a hotel near South 24th Street and Interstate 29 at around 2 a.m. A 40-year-old woman was shot in the leg. It's unclear whether the suspects or suspects went after the shooting. Council Bluffs Fire Department personnel treated the woman at the scene and then transported her to the hospital for additional treatment. How the suspects and victim were connected was not immediately clear to authorities. Investigators say three Hispanic males and a female were seen in the suspect vehicle, a silver four-door Hyundai. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. Also, Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig reports produce in the park is extending the farmer's market season through October 14th for the fall of 2021. The extension of the season through the first 2 weeks in October is made possible thanks to sponsorship from Atlantic Elks Lodge No. 445 and with support from the City of Atlantic and Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department. Hoig says in August, Erickson Foods, a produce vendor of the market, realized fall crops were going to be ready later than usual, and they asked if other market participants would be interested in extending the season. Craft vendors, baked good vendors, and prepared food vendors supported the idea, and Atlantic Parks and Rec agreed to bring in games and crafts to the park in October. October markets in the park will feature late-season produce crops such as sweet potatoes and winter squash, in addition to farm favorites such as local meat, granola, and honey. A highlight is sure to be candles, soaps, and wax melts from Smudge, as October is a perfect time for cozy fall scents. Hoig says produce in the park continues to accept vendors for the 2021 fall season. Both food and craft vendors are invited to join the market. For more information on vending at Produce in the Park, go to www.produceintheparkatlanticiowa.com. If you have any questions on vending, you can direct them to Brigham Hoig at 712-249-5870. Produce in the Park is a community-oriented farmer's market held every Thursday evening from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. through October 14th in the downtown Atlantic City Park. Well, the recent rains and more moderate temperatures make this fall a great time for gardening projects. Cass County Master Gardeners are inviting you to their third annual fall plant sale set for September the 18th at the Cass County Community Center at 805 West 10th Street on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. The sale will be open to the public to purchase divided perennials suitable for fall planting. The sale begins that date at 8 a.m. and will be held in the front parking lot of the Cass County Community Center. Interested gardeners are encouraged to arrive early for best plant selection, as the annual spring and fall sales occasionally sell out before 10 a.m. Plants expected to be on the sale include irises, both bearded and Siberian, peonies, daylilies, and spring flowering bulbs, along with perennials like hostas, perennial geranium, bachelor buttons, Batista, garden mum, Rebecca, and more. There will also be a large collection of frog garden decor, along with pots, houseplants, and possibly some garden tools and other decor. The Cass County Master Gardeners added a bulb sale to the fall plant sale last year, and they're bringing it back in 2021 due to overwhelming support. The bulb sale will feature mixtures of tulip or allium bulbs for fall planting and spring color. The sale is now open to the public for pre-order with delivery by the end of October and plenty of time for fall planting. Order forms are available at the Cass County Extension Office or online at www.extension.iastate.edu/Cass. The orders will also be taken at the plant sale on the 18th if they're not already sold out. And the Master Gardeners will bring perennials dug and divided from their own gardens to the fall plant sale. Community residents are also welcome to donate plants, and members of the Master Gardeners may even help you dig. Call in advance and make your arrangements to drop off donated plants before the date of the plant sale. To donate items to order bulbs or for more information about these events and other Master Gardener activities in Cass County, call the Cass County Extension Office at 712-243-1132 or visit them on the web. You're also invited to follow Cass County Master Gardeners' Facebook page to keep up with local events and additional tips for gardening. And state climatologist Justin Glisson says as we move into fall, there's a clear signal on the outlook for September, October, and November.
We are seeing an elevated signal for warmer conditions across much of the Midwest, including Iowa. And then no real clear signal on the precipitation front.
Glisson said the long-term outlook for September shows an equal chance of warm or cool or wet and dry weather.
If we look at those short-term outlooks that get us into the middle of the month, we do see an elevated chance of cooler than average temperatures, and that's coupled with a slightly elevated drier signal.
He says a little dry weather would not be a bad thing.
Those types of conditions would be great for harvest. We don't want to get wet as we start to get the combines out in the field, but we do want to replenish subsoil moisture profiles as we complete harvest and get into the later part of fall and into winter.
And a reminder, fall officially begins on September 22nd. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.